We need to understand the reality of sin and brokenness in our lives and walk in our identity in Christ. We are simultaneously righteous yet sinner. Welcome to the Broken Images Podcast. Welcome back to the Broken Images Podcast. My name is Rye and I am your host. And today we got a Devo episode for you. I want to talk about something that's been on my heart that I have been learning since the beginning of COVID, kind of, and just something I think is really important to talk about because I don't think it's talked about a lot in Christian community. There's a biblical word in the Greek that is the word for fellowship, and that's koinonia. And we find it all throughout Scripture, and there's lots of instances where we see the word koinonia being talked about. And so this is just one episode that we're going to do, probably of a few, where we talk about where this word is being used, what the context of this type of fellowship is. And so today we want to talk about this social fellowship. You see, I love to hang out with friends. I really love to hang out with my friends. I love hanging out with my fiance. I love playing games, like whether that's video games, hanging out, talking about life, watching movies with them. Like just being social, you know, talking, whatever it may be. And I can't lie, there's just times that I want to hang out with the boys. You know what I mean. You know the term. The question that I want to address right now and address today is there space for that in the Christian walk? Is it okay to enjoy just hanging out? No Bible talk, no scripture reading, no praying, no worship together. Just simply hanging out together. Is there evidence of that in Scripture? You see, in Acts 2:46 through 47 says, right after this is right after they talk about devoting themselves to fellowship. It says they were breaking bread in their homes. They received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. You see, the first century church, they enjoyed social activities, and so should we. We need relaxation, fun, and purely social activities. We need the time for the board games, to hang out, to debate whether the fact Michael Jordan is better than LeBron, which he is. We need time to have the Star Wars marathon. Social fellowship has to be a part of our walk with Christ. But there are two things we have to remember. There has to be a balance between social and spiritual. A lot of time the church has pushed against the social aspect of fellowship because it doesn't go past social. It stays social and never gets any deeper. So if there's going to be social fellowship, there also has to be spiritual fellowship. And we're going to talk about that in the near future. But the second thing that we have to remember is in social fellowship, the goal is still to glorify God. Every activity in the Christian life should be glorifying to God. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. A social activity should not necessarily have a devotional aspect to it. It could. It very well could. It depends on the activity, as well as the immediate objective of the activity. Although we are to glorify God in all activities. So, the way that we glorify Him will differ with the activity that we do. It is your job sometimes to assess that. Sometimes you need to add a spiritual conversation to the social activity. Sometimes you don't. So go have fun. Hang out with your friends. Play board games. Watch a movie. But when you're doing it, do it all to the glory of God. Love you guys. See you next time.